1.8. Today we're talking to the creative director of a business that names companies and products. Welcome, John.
Hello, Sarah.
So, how do companies go about choosing their names?
Oh, in all sorts of ways. Many, like Burberry Clothes and Accessories and Ferrari Cars, are named after the people who started them. Others are combination words, such as Vodafone, which is from letters in the words voice, data, and telephone, though actually they changed the PH in telephone to F. And Microsoft comes from the words microcomputer and software.
Interesting.
And other names come from phrases in the local language. A good example of that is Samsung, the big Korean electronics company. In Korean, Samsung means three stars. The name was chosen back in the year 1938, and at that time, three stars was the most impressive rating that people could imagine for hotels and things like that.
So if they'd started the company today, they would probably have called it five stars, whatever that is in Korean.
Absolutely. Some names even come from Latin. The name of the cosmetics company, Nivea, comes from the Latin word Niveus, which means snow white. And talking of Latin, there's another famous brand name with a classical connection, which is Nike.
I think I know this one. Nike is the Greek goddess of victory. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. However, Nike wasn't the company's original name. When it started in 1964, its original name was Blue Ribbon Sports. They changed their name to Nike a few years later in 1971.
I didn't know that.
And a name ideally needs to have a strong sound. Take the coffee chain Starbucks, which was founded by two teachers and a writer who decided to set up a business selling high-quality coffee beans and roasting equipment. Their advertising agency advised them that the letters ST were powerful, and so they brainstormed words beginning with these letters and thought of a character called Starbuck from a 19th century novel. The name didn't have anything to do with coffee, but they said that the sound seemed to make sense.
And do you have a favourite brand name?
Well, one of my favourites is Bluetooth. This one comes from the name of a Viking king, Harald Blåtand, so-called because he had a dead tooth which had turned blue. Blåtand means Bluetooth in Danish. This king believed in good communication between people, which is an excellent model for developing new communication technologies. But also, the logo for Bluetooth on your phone screen, the B shape, is made up of the two Viking letters for the king's initials, the symbols for H, Harald, and B, Blåtand. I love that.
Thank you so much, John, for speaking with us this afternoon.
You're very welcome.